This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Got a lot going on in the world of sports, and we'll get to it. Got some money to count. Hopefully, we'll get to that, too. It's otherwise known, by the way, as buy or sell.
Yeah, the Dow's up 106. The S&P is down 13. NASDAQ's down 74. DraftKings down 17 cents. Under Armour's up a nickel, 572.
Starting things off in the NFL today, where Tyler Sullivan has ranked the NFC teams coming out of this year's draft. Top teams really shouldn't come as a surprise. Eagles, Lions, Commanders in that order. But at the bottom of the conference, he has the New Orleans Saints. The injury uncertainty for Derek Carr, really the biggest negative here. And their healthy options, Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler. It's not very inspiring, at least on paper. Throw in the fact that they've got a new head coach at the helm. Sullivan doesn't see much reason for optimism, but to consider them worse off than, say, the Giants or even the Panthers, who have been abysmal for a few years now. Vinny, are you buying or selling? The Saints are, in fact, the worst on paper right now.
The worst on paper? I'll buy it just because they don't have a quarterback. And, I mean, they're going to play the Louisville rookie. That's going to be interesting. The credit card mentality may finally catch up to them, where they're going to have to go into a total rebuild.
Go over to the NBA here. The Thunder and Nuggets will meet in the conference semifinals. That series gets started tonight. But the route that both those teams have taken to get here, completely different. OKC, they've been waiting around since they closed out their sweep of the Grizzlies. That last game took place on April the 26th. Denver, meanwhile, coming off an intense seven-game series with the Clippers, just wrapped up on Saturday night. Now, Denver, a little bit hotter coming in because they just played these games, while the Thunder, they weren't really tested by Memphis at all, and again, have been sitting for well over a week. Buy or sell, Bob, that layoff will have a negative impact on OKC, at least for game one.
Yeah, I'll buy that. And we saw it with Cleveland yesterday against Indiana after they rolled through their first round series. And it's a hefty spread, too. 9.5 points, OKC. And look, Denver got busy against the Clippers in game seven. You saw Russell Westbrook, the dunk that kind of sealed the deal, where he literally was doing like pull-ups on the rim and he got teed up for it. So, yes, negative effect in regards to how they were performed tonight. I'm not saying they will lose the game, Nolan McGraw, but I'm digging that 9.5 if I'm a Denver fan.
Go back to the NFL here. More negative rankings, this time from Garrett Podell, who has identified the worst quarterback rooms in the NFL post-draft. Oddly enough, he doesn't share the same view as our previous writer when it comes to the Saints. They're nowhere to be found here in the top three or five, but the Steelers are worse off right now, in Podell's opinion. Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, Skylar Thompson, those are your three names on the depth chart. And obviously, Aaron Rodgers, he would change the perception of that depth chart very quickly, but who knows when he'll make up his mind or if the Steelers are even willing to wait at this point. Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Steelers' quarterback room is worse off right now than, say, the Browns and their overcrowded room, or a team like the Saints we just got done talking about?
I would say, as is right now, the Steelers are pretty bad. But I do think Aaron Rodgers is coming in because it doesn't seem like they're in any panic. I'm guessing that Aaron will probably be there for mandatory mini camp, would be my bet. You know, but there is some ugly rooms. I mean, you know, for Cleveland, if Gabriel or Sanders turn out to be the guy, it's a home run for them. Otherwise, you know, there's a lot of teams with ugly rooms that are going to be looking for a quarterback next year.
We'll go over to baseball here and look at the Orioles in particular. Cedric Mullins, been the O's probably their best player so far this season. And as it stands now, it would be my assumption that he would be the obvious choice to represent the team in the All-Star game. Now, Baltimore is in kind of a weird spot. They have a lot of recognizable names, former All-Stars throughout the roster, but a lack of wins doesn't really make them very attractive on a national level. And usually losing teams or teams with records like the Orioles have right now, you kind of know going into the All-Star break, we're going to get our designated one guy, and that's it. The last time Baltimore had just one All-Star was 2022, when Jorge Lopez got the nod. Buy or sell, Bob, the Orioles will end up having multiple All-Stars later this summer, despite the slow start.
So we're saying more than one?
That's correct.
Yes, I will go, I'm buying that, because Gunnar's starting to heat up a little bit. O'Hearn, quite frankly, is making a run to be their team MVP through the first 33 games, but he's more of a platoon player, I guess, if you want to call it that. So, yes, I will buy that more than one Oriole will make the All-Star team. Hey, Felix Bautista is starting to get himself together, too. So, yes, I'm buying that, Noel.
And our last topic of the day in the NFL, Jalen Ramsey. We know he was made available on the trade market earlier this offseason, but based on the size of his contract, it's pretty much assumed that nothing would come of it. Who would be a potential suitor, though? Well, what about his former team in the Rams? Sean McVay actually flat out admitted that LA is in talks with Miami about the cornerback. The compensation is a mystery because of that contract and really what the Dolphins are willing to eat before he is shipped out of town. If you remember a few years ago when LA dealt him to Miami, he fetched a third-round pick and a backup tight end. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Rams will be able to reunite with Ramsey for a cheaper price than what they sold him for.
No, I'll definitely buy that because financially, Miami's going to have to eat some of that salary for somebody to take him.
And even if they eat a ton of it or a majority of it, still nothing like a third rounder?
No, they're not getting a third round. No, they won't get a third, but they'll probably get like a fifth. Something like that, I would imagine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Quick trip taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast. So much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go,
$2.99.
Taco to go.